This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, as we enter the weekend, let's turn to what could be called the brunch economy and two fellows who think that going out at 11:30 in the morning to meet friends at a restaurant on the weekend is sucking up too much of this country's hard-won gross domestic product. My colleagues Rico Galliano and Brendan Francis Noonan, longtime hosts of the Dinner Party Download Show, have a new book that favors inviting people over as opposed to going out. The book is called Brunch is Hell. Why is it hell? Starting with you, Brendan.
Picture this. You don't eat for 10 hours. You wake up and then you go stand in line in the sun for a couple hours. Then you go inside to a really loud place where they're playing tinny, tinny music. You wait. You spend over $20 on eggs. Then you wait for your check. Is that the path to happiness?
And there's an interesting idea that when you're out at brunch, it's not quite the same thing as orchestrating a dinner party, which is in a sense a gift to your pals. I mean, you're giving them the drink, you're giving them the music and the experience.
Oh, sure. This is the cornerstone of a civilized society. I mean, in our opinion, that's when society became civilized, was when, you know, a caveman named Thog invited in Grunt and, you know, didn't club him over the head.
You know? but you're saying it's much more useful to create social glue, the dinner party, than going out to the restaurant on the weekend.
Exactly. The book seems a little silly, but there is actual social science to back this up. When you give of yourself, you actually release endorphins that make you happier. You actually become more empathetic as opposed to a restaurant, which is a transactional exchange.
All right. The American Restaurateurs Association is going to have a different view of this. We'll talk to them at some point. All right. Well, help me negotiate this. Brendan.
Yes.
I'm going to invite you over to my house for a dinner party.
Finally.
If I invite you over to my house and you happen to be a fellow with certain dietary restrictions, what's the right response according to your book?
That it's important for me to tell you that when I RSVP. And I will RSVP. That's important. It's a dinner party. It's not just a barbecue. When I RSVP, I'll say, great, David, by the way, I have a gluten allergy. I'm going to bring a gluten-free dish. Is that okay?
And I go, awesome, bring that dish.
This is where you're wrong. Rico, do you want to clue in, David, what he did wrong there?
Yeah, no, as a good host, you then say, no way, I'm totally will have a gluten-free dish on hand for you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
but that transaction needs to happen. You need to make them aware, and then they, you know, make sure that they cover you.
Look, there's a certain element of theater involved to all these kind of social occasions. There's another part in the book where we say, how's the food? You're always going to say the food is good because that's just the polite thing to do. The point isn't to have a delicious, perfect meal, which you might want at a restaurant. When someone's in your home, the point is to have some community and some conversation. So, yeah, there's a little bit of theater involved.
Rico, Brendan, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, David.
Rico Galliano and Brendan Francis Noonan of the American Public Media podcast Dinner Party Download, which just did its final edition, have this new baby, this book called Brunch is Hell, How to Save the World by Throwing a Dinner Party.